Shalom aleichem.
Sweetest.
Friends, we're going to be learning today a Maimer of the Pachad Yitzchak and Yom Kippur, Maimer Chof. And we should be Zelchem Yitzchak Hashem Lomor Olam Ad Lishmo Lassos. This is very, very exciting. We know that we've had many, many Shiurim in the Pachad Yitzchak already. Siyata Dishmaya. And I just hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Or at least nearly as much as I do. Says the Pachad Yitzchak. And Rosh Hashanah, Yosef left jail. Rosh Hashanah Yotza Yosef Beis Asurim. Azoi Zakt the Gemara in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. And we see this from the Smichas HaPsukim. Because it says in the Pasuk Tiko B'chodesh Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, and that's Samuch to the Pasuk of Eidus B'Hosef Samo, B'tzeso Al Eretz Mitzrayim, Tzvas Lo Yidati Eshma. That's talking about Yosef. Yosef going out and being the leader of Egypt and hearing a language that he didn't know before. So you see that this smichus of Tkia Shofar and Yosef leaving the Beis HaAsurim, that we say in the Shir Shel Yom. This pasuk, Eidus Yosef Samo, B'tzesel Tzusayim, Svas Loidati Eshma, etc., etc. So the end of the pasuk says, Svas Loidati Eshma. So the Chachamim tell us that this means that Yosef HaTzadik learned the languages. It says in Sotnaf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Yosef learned languages before he became king of Egypt. So we have to understand this Eduf B'Hosef, this Edus, this testimony of Yosef, in that he knows the Shivim Lashon, that he learned the 70 languages. And that is all connected to Yosef leaving jail on Rosh Hashanah. So we have Yosef, we have getting out of jail on Rosh Hashanah, and we have that Yosef is learning the 70 languages to prepare for the Malchus. So what's the connection, what's the Shaychus between these different Inyanim? Yosef, Rosh Hashanah, leaving jail, the 70 languages. Now the Maharsha says that this that we learn from the Smichus to Tkia Shofar, Yosef leaving jail, to the Smichus of Tikku B'Chodesh Shofar, is because the Shofar is a remes to Cheiros and Geula. And Yosef leaving jail is the Cheiros and Geula of the Tkias Shofar. Because we know that Shofar has this inyan of Cheiros. We know that on Yovel you blow the shofar, and there's cheiros on Yovel, that the fields go back to their original owners and the slaves go free. So there's an inyan of cheiros and geula and tkiya shofar, and that also relates to the cheiros and geula tkush. There's also cheiros and geula and tkiya shofar with respect to Yosef HaTzadik. When Yosef left jail, he had his cheiros, his geula, tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesedem chagenu. He had his geula on the day of Tkias Shofar. So this is all going to be clarified in this Maimer. The Tkias Shofar, the geula and the cheiros of Yosef, Rosh Hashanah, and the learning of the languages, and the Edus B'Yosef, the testimony of Yosef. So there are two kolos that we speak about in the parish of Matan Torah. There's the kol Adibros, and there's the kol of Shofar. So if not for the Ramban, we wouldn't know that we were supposed to compare these two kolos. But the Ramban says these two kolos are to be compared and contrasted. The Ramban says that even though the kol, there were two kolos at Sinai, kol Shofar and kol Adibros, there's a difference. It says in the Pasuk, kol gadol v'lo yasaf, that this kol is holech b'shivyon. The kol of the Dibros had equilibrium. It remained the same. The kol of the shofar got stronger and stronger. That's the difference between the two kolos. Yes, we can compare there were two kolos at Sinai. However, the difference between them was that the kol of the shofar was holech u'mischazek, and the kol of the Dibros was b'shivyon. So anybody whose heart, whose neshama was at Har Sinai, I'll read Rav Hittner's Lashon. It's too beautiful. Libo shekol echad asher amda neshmasa al Har Sinai mistayer b'kirbo likrat mashu shel tfisa b'tivam shel ha-shevyon hazeh v'atchazkut hazu. We want to understand, anyone whose heart was at, neshama was at Har Sinai, wants to understand the nature of the shivyon of the kol adibros, of the equilibrium of the kol adibros, and the iskas chazkus, the strengthening of the kol shofar. The makor of understanding just a little bit in this inyan is to be found in the din of Kavod Torah, that's mechayev us to be mechalik kavod to a zaken who forgot his learning. In this obligation of chalukas kavod, we learn a halacha of the koyach ha-harsham shebetorah. The Torah has a koyach that makes a roshem, it makes an impression on a person. Because this is zaken who forgot his learning, doesn't remember his Torah, but what he has is, he has the traces, he has the remnants, he has the impression that the Torah made on him. When a tzaddik leaves the city, it makes a roshem. After the goof of the tzaddik leaves the city, the parish of the roshem, the impression that the tzaddik left on the city, that begins. So the kedusha of the Torah, of that zaken, the kedusha satorah of the zaken sheshachach talmudo, is the kedusha of the rishamim of Torah. He forgot the Torah, aber the Torah had gemachta roshem oifden. The Torah made a roshem on him. If I'm speaking Yiddish and you understand Yiddish well, and I'm saying it incorrectly, so that's just a reason for you to chuckle. And I'm ochel. Anyway, sweetest friends, so we have this roshem that the Torah makes on a zaken, and he forgot his learning. However, it still made an impression on him, and therefore there is an obligation to honor such a zaken. Where do we learn this chovas kavod of zaken sheshachach talmudo? We learn from the fact that even the shivrei luchos, even the broken tablets, are in the Aron. Those shivrei luchos are bedugmas zaken sheshachach talmudo, because the guf haosios flew away from the luchos, and all that was left is the kedushas haroshem of the leaving of the tzaddik from the city. So the luchos, there's no more osios, but they still have the kedusha of yitzias tzaddik min ha'ir she'ose roshem. So that's a gevaldik zech that we have in the luchos broke, and they still remain. You still have to give them cover, they still remain in the aron. And hu adin, the same applies to a talmid chacham who forgot his learning, even though he doesn't have the osios of Torah in him anymore, he forgot his learning. Afal pichain, you still have to give him kavod because the Torah made a roshem on him, and this roshem, this impression that remained with the tzaddik, with the Talmud Chacham, is mechayev kavod. So we see from this that the Luchos Rishonos have a din of zaken sheshachach talmudo. That's the same idea. You give kavod, luchos rishonos go in the aron. They get, even though the letters left and they don't have the same kedusha, but they still have the roshim of Torah. And so too, a zaken sheshachach talmudo. And then you have the luchos shnios. So then that's has all there the Torah remains. There the Torah has all of its power. So when you talk about Knesset Yisrael with the luchos rishonos, so that's zaken sheshachach talmudo. That's the Luchos Rishonos give us the impression of Torah. And Luchos Shnios is the Torah itself. This is the same Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios. So after we found this Mahalach in Matan Torah, now we draw this line further. And then we see the Midah of Torah in Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. Every step of Shichchas HaTorah that occurs in Klal Yisrael from generation to generation, where we forget the Torah, the Metzias of Torah goes from being a reality, Torah itself goes from being a Metzias to being a Roshem. That's what happens from generation to generation. As we forget Torah, it transforms from a mitzias of Torah to a roshim of Torah. So therefore, the mitzias of Torah that we have really is composed, is a composite of two factors. Number one, we have the guf haTorah of each generation. And then we have the rishim of Torah, the madregas kol adoros, from the maimed of luchos rishonos until the previous generation. In other words, we have our own Metzias of Torah, how we learn Torah in this generation. However, we also have the Torah that we don't have anymore in this generation. What's that Torah? That's the roshan that Torah made on Klal Yisrael when we had the Torah of Mitzias in the previous generations. And even though we no longer have that Torah in Mitzias, the roshan remains. That roshan starts with Luchos Rishonos until the previous generation's Torah. And we don't have the Torah that they had in Europe. We don't have today anymore. We lost a lot in the Holocaust. We lost a lot. So the Torah itself, we don't have. But the Roshem that it made on Klal Yisrael, that remains with us. It emerges then we're standing in the Sod of Achris HaYomim, and we say that Asida Hi Torah Shenishtakcha L'Achzor Lanu. We say that at the end of days, the Torah that was forgotten is going to return to us. The Torah that returns to us, the Torah that's restored, is Derech Achya'at Rishamim. It's going to be the resuscitation of the Roshem, of the impressions that it made on us over the generations. Klomar. Kishem Sheshichas HaTorah Perusha Afichas Gufa Shel Torah L'Rishimasa. Just like Shichas HaTorah means taking the Gufa Torah. It means taking the Mitzias of Torah, the Torah itself. And then it just turns into a Roshem of Torah. It's no longer a Gufa Torah. It's no longer the Torah itself. Now it's a Roshem of Torah. So the Hachzaras HaTorah that's forgotten is taking all those Rishonim and turning them back into Gufa Shel Davar. Look at the way this man builds a mimer. Half-flip of feather. So we have the Guf of Torah, which I call the Mitzias of Torah, the Guf of Torah, Torah itself, that we have in every generation according to the level of generation. You have the Roshim of Torah, that we don't have anymore, the essence of the Torah, the Etzim Torah, the Gufa Torah of the previous generations. But we have the Roshim that the Torah made on them. We have it on us. And then the Asid Lavo, when we're going to restore the lost Torah, it's going to be Hachiyas Rishonim. And now, what we're going to do is, we are going to understand the koach hamekiv shel hashofar b'me'oroseha u'b'divrei yomeha shel kenesis Yisrael be'olama. The encompassing power of shofar in the events and history of the Jewish people. The encompassing, the general and all-encompassing power of shofar in the world of the Jewish people, of Knesset Yisrael, of that mystical concept called Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, is that the shofar has the ability to resuscitate, to bring back to life those Rishonim, and take the Roshim and turn it into Gufo Shel Davar, to return, to restore the Tzaddik to the city. Through the Roshim that the Tzaddik made when he left the city. And that's punct what the Rambam says. Uru Yishena Mishinaschem, the remez of the shofar, is you shlufen dike yidin. Wake up from your sleep. V'nirdamim, you dozers. Hakitzu mitardei maschem. Wake up. Hashena v'hatardema. What is shame? What is sleep? You know what sleep is? Sleep is taking the guf hachiyus, it's taking the vitality of a person, and it turns it into a roshim of chiyus. All he has left now is the roshim of his vitality. But the guf hachiyus he doesn't have when he's sleeping. The hisorus, the pkichas einayim, the arousal and the awakening of a nirdam, of a sleepy, shluffy person, is the opposite process. It's being hofech a roshim of chiyus to the guf of chiyus. It's taking this trace of life of chiyus, and then it's turning it into life itself. That's what it means to wake up, and that's what's done by the shofar. That's the klal. The klal is that the shofar takes the Roshan, and it turns it into Guf HaDavar. That's what the shofar is supposed to take, a Shluchendik, a person, and it's supposed, spiritually, it's supposed to wake him up. He has the Roshan, and it's just about arousing him back to his original state of spiritual chiyus. Now we are ready to be mefarit this klal into pratim. The end of the shofar and its beginning. The end of the shofar is the shofar of Mashiach. Mashiach is going to bring us back the luchos that were mishtaber, and all the Torah that was forgotten throughout the generations, and all the kochos of kedusha that were left, that left us, and everyone was stored away in a different place. This forgetting, this storing away, with respect to that, the Jewish people are like a zaken sheshachach talmuda. And all of the bounty, all of the shefa of what was forgotten and what was stored away, is in the hands of Knesset Yisrael as a roshan. Resuscitating this roshan, taking this roshan chiyus and turning it into gufa chiyus, is done through the shofar. And that, sweetest and most beloved friends, is the shofar of Mashiach. The shofar of Mashiach is going to take this, all the rishonim that we have, all the forgotten Torah that's just within us, just that we have the traces of it, but not the gufa Torah. The shofar is going to resuscitate, is going to bring it back to life. That's the end. The end of shofar, the achris of shofar. The reishis of shofar is the Isle of Yitzchak. That was the first shofar. The Isle of Yitzchak. And the explanation is as follows. The guf ha-rotzen v'ha-machshav shel ha-kedas Yitzchak nizbat al yodo shel ha-maimra al tishlach yodcho el ha-nah. The rotzen and the machshav of ha-kedas Yitzchak was cancelled by the maimer of don't send your hand to the lad. Don't slaughter him, Avraham Avinu was told by the Malach. But the schus of the Akedah exists in full as if it came to Maisa Befoil Mamsh. And that is because the Torah testifies that the Hakrovas Ha'ayil was Tachas Bino. It was instead of his son. And this testimony of Tachas Bino is to the point that the Efer of the Ayil, Hu Efer Shel Yitzchak, the Efer of the Ayil is the Efer of Yitzchak. That's the same. It was done. Tachas Bino. And we see from this that the Roshim of Kedusha, of the Machshav of the Akedah, that remained after the Etzem Machshava was cancelled, that is what caused that the Hakrovas Ha'ayil will be done, will be executed, Bekocho, Bekoach, this Roshan, and therefore, since you had the Machshava of the Akedah, that Machshava left the Roshan on Avraham Avinu, now, when he shechs the ayil, that is going to be tachas bino, because the mice of the hakrovas ha'ayil was done mikoach the roshem of the machshevas ha'akeda. So therefore, the efer of the ayil, the ashes of the ayil, are the ashes of Yitzchak, because it was done mikoach the machshevah to be makrov Yitzchak. So we have here the zenith of the koach of a roshem to come to tchiyah, where the roshem comes to life. And now, it's transformed, and it shines in the light of the Guf HaMaisa. The Machshava of Akedas Yitzchak now is used to be Makar of the Ayil. So the Machshava, the Roshem of the Kedusha of the Machshava, now is used for the Ayil. And then the Ayil of Yitzchak is the Ayil, is really the Efer of Avraham Avinu. Is really the Efer of Yitzchak Avinu. That's the Ayil of the Akedah. Because it's done through the Roshim of the Kedusha of the Machshava of Hakrovas Yitzchak, and therefore it's considered the Efer of Yitzchak. And that's Piskas Koichol Shel Roshim, That's the zenith of the power of the Roshim coming to life. It came to life because now it's in the mice of that Krovas Ha'ayil. And therefore it makes sense, and it must be, that here is the beginning of the Koach HaShofar in the world of Knesset Yisrael. And the Ayil of Yitzchak is now a Binyan Av. It is now a prototype that any time we have to be Mechaya Roshim and to return it to the source where it came from, and to turn the Roshim into the Guf, we're Mechayim this through the Shofar. And that's why Chachamim said that the Tkiyah of the Shofar of the Ayil is a ma'orah, the schus of the Akedah. And it's not, it doesn't mean only because the shofar is taken from the horn of an ayah. Rather, there's another intention here, that the very content of the kedusha of Akrabas Ayo is the shorish of the koach of the shofar. It's not just that you have the shofar that's taken from the ram, and then it reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the ram of Yitzchak. It's more than that. The Akrabas Ayo, the Akrabas Ayo is the shorish of the kedusha of the shofar. Because that Akrabas Ayo was done with the machshav of the Akedah, with the Roshem of the Machshav of the Akedah. And now, the light of the Roshem shines in the Maiseh. And that is the Koach of Achyas Rishon, of bringing Rishon back to life. And that's what we're trying to do when we blow the Shofar. We're trying to bring Rishon back to life. And that's the Rambam we mentioned before. Then we blow the Shofar, we take the Shluffy person, who only has a Roshem of Chiyus, and we bring it back to the Guf Achiyus. So we have the Roshem of the Achris HaYamim, restoring all the lost Torah. And that all began with the Roshem of the Shofar of the Akedah, which is the Roshem of the Kedusha of the Machshava, now coming into being activated through the Maisa. And that's being Mechaya, the Roshim of the Kedusha, the Machshava, and now it turns into Maisa, and that's the Shoris of the Kedusha of that Korvus Ha'ayil, because you have this Kedusha Ha'ayil because it was done with the Machshava of being Makriv Yitzchak, and that's what gives the Shofar its Koach. And now the Shofar is Mechaya Rishon. It's like it was Mechaya, the Roshim of Machshavas Yitzchak. It's Mechaya Rishon. So that's what we do. We want to be Mechaya Rishon, and that's why the Shofar is waking us up to tshuva. That's why the shofar at the end of days is going to restore the Torah to Shem, because it's Mechaya Rishon. We have the Roshim of Torah, the Torah we forgot, and it's going to bring it back. That's what the shofar is going to do b'Achris Hayom. So now, Bez Hashem, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we're B'Chatzi HaDerech. We're not there yet. We haven't concluded. But we're going to finish now, and then we're going to continue B'Siyata D'Shmaya with part 2 next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.